Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Megan Niederwerder, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. She will be updating us on monitoring reports available to you. Dr. Megan?
Today, we're going to be talking about some of the Swine Health Information Center's efforts in disease monitoring. We really consider this as a critical aspect of our mission, as our monitoring reports and our monitoring efforts really feed into our research efforts as well as our communication efforts. So we want to highlight those today, not only as resources, but also information that's available on a routine basis to producers and veterinarians on swine diseases. So the first one I'm going to highlight is the domestic swine disease monitoring reports. Those are a collation of veterinary diagnostic data from 7 VDLs. So it includes Iowa State, South Dakota, Kansas, Purdue, Ohio, Minnesota, and Illinois. So from those 7 veterinary diagnostic labs, the data is collated across 9 different endemic pathogens. So that includes PRRS, PEDV, porcine delta coronavirus, influenza A, TGE, Mycoplasma pneumoniae, PCV2 and 3, as well as E. coli. And really the objective of this report is to monitor diagnostic data and share information on the activity of endemic and emerging pathogens that are affecting the U.S. swine population, really with the goals of assisting both veterinarians and producers in making informed decisions on disease prevention, detection, and management. And some of the highlights of these monthly reports that are published on the swinehealth.org website, as well as released in our monthly newsletter, include the percent of PRRS positivity with regards to cases on a seasonal basis, on an age range basis, also on, let's say, a lineage or a type of PRRS that's been detected. So really some good significant data, and that's across the board on all of the endemic pathogens that are included. The monthly report comes out at the first week of the month, as well as Iowa State University has a dashboard that's updated on a daily basis with regards to this data. The second swine disease monitoring report I want to highlight from the Swine Health Information Center is that SHIC provides support for the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project. So this is a second disease monitoring project. This is based on the weekly voluntary reporting of system-level diseases. It includes primarily PRRS and PEDV information, but within the report, it also includes SVA as well as porcine delta coronavirus. This is really an infrastructure of producer participants that enables rapid emerging disease response. So the producers are the ones who are voluntarily reporting this data. This data comes in on a weekly basis. So it comes in as the producer status of the farm level either changes or, of course, remains the same each week. Really, the objective of this project is to track and analyze trends in the incidence and prevalence of these pathogens, sustain ongoing surveillance of PRRS sequences, enhance producer engagement and actionable information as those producers are reporting, and broaden U.S. representation to facilitate relevant and timely disease information. These reports come out on a weekly basis, and the Swine Health Information Center includes the cumulative incidence graphs of both PRRS and PEDV on our monthly newsletter. The final report that I want to highlight here today is our Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report. This one also comes out on a monthly basis, looking at identification of disease hazards globally. It includes the systematic screening of both official and non-official data sources, thinking about verification and scoring with regards to diseases that occur outside of the U.S. and the potential impact. All of these reports are available on the swinehealth.org website, and I encourage the audience to sign up for our monthly newsletter to receive the reports on a routine basis.